What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two, and the phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252. And we're talking about computers. And power companies across Texas are refusing to disclose which areas of the state were exempt from controlled blackouts after the snowstorm crippled the power grid in February, and then the heat wave is crippling it again. But one hacker found that the smart meters are quietly broadcasting data that can be used to determine what infrastructure may be protected. Now, there was a big stink where people living in Texas discovered their smart meters were being remotely accessed to basically turn up the temperature and reduce the electric load on the air conditioning, and they were understandably upset about that. And now it looks like this was only being done in certain neighborhoods and not to everybody. How undemocratic. All right, we're going to grab a phone call now. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I wanted to talk about the Indian schools.
Yes.
And all the bodies. Okay, you've got to remember the timeline when those bodies were buried. It was during the Spanish flu. So you got to remember all these kids, you know, a lot of thousands of people died during the Spanish flu as going through the school. And they just had to bury these bodies as fast as they could to try to, you know, stop the flu from spreading. So the Jewish media has picked this up, that the Catholics were killing the Indians. And this is wrong. This is all Jewish media propaganda.
Well, no, we know that there were abuses at Catholic facilities. I mean, certainly in Ireland, you know, that's been well documented. And, you know, I think the idea that the graves are unmarked is what's raising suspicion here. And I do think it deserves a real thorough investigation as to what's going on. And if there's anybody out there who knows more about what happened at these Canadian residential schools, I would encourage you to call in.
That's why I say they're unmarked because they had to bury them quickly. Because they wanted to get rid of the flu from spreading to the other children. So DavidDuke.com, he's done a deep dive into this topic.
Okay.
If anybody wants to look at that. So I just wanted to let people open their mind. It's not just one thing, but the Jewish press wants them to believe. See, already churches are being burned and everything.
Yes, they are.
They got them all hyped up. Yeah, see? This is exactly what they want.
Well, it's not like the Catholic Church has a perfectly white history. I mean, there was the Inquisition. There were the witch trials. I mean, my family fell victim to the Spanish cleansing, you know, where, you know, Jews either had to convert or leave Spain. And so, you know, yeah, there's a lot of bad stuff. I mean, Brother Torquemada, you know, there's no doubt that he lived and did what he did.
Well, I'm just hoping I'm opening a few minds. They will look into this further.
All right. Well, I'd be interested in hearing if anybody knows more about the history of the residential schools and the evidence for the bad behavior. So, Laura, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we're going to get on back to the news here while we wait for phone calls. As you're already aware, ransomware has become one of the biggest problems on the internet today. And over in Ireland, their health service executive has been praised for its response after they fell victim to a ransomware attack and for not giving in to the criminals and paying a ransom. Now, experts are saying that if you pay up to the ransomware criminals, doesn't mean they're not going to come back and hit you again. All right, we're going to go back to the phones to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Lauren, I think she probably is correct there. And I'm a quarter Apache. So this is kind of a topic that interests me, too. I mean, she might be right, but the Catholics have always been brutal towards the Native Americans. So, you know, a complete investigation, like you said, is called for, and it may be being stoked for nefarious purposes, like she said. But the Spanish missions that were abandoned through Texas up through all the way to Colorado, there were places of severe abuse.
Yes. Same with the California missions. And,
The California missions, too. And the reason the Apaches welcomed the white man when they came across were the ones from the United States, because they wanted them to help get rid of the Spanish. And the Spanish invited them in to get rid of the Indians. So it's a kind of a complex situation.
Okay.
Complex history. Yeah. And that's the only point I wanted to make today. Oh, the Chinese defector from the Wuhan lab, I think he's been outed as a fraud. Yeah. He's been outed as an agent.
We covered that, I think, on Friday. It was... You know, it's always easy to gin up a defector and somebody who'll confess to doing whatever it is the U.S. Propagandists want to blame on an enemy country.
Right. Okay. All right, Mike. I'll let the next caller come on and let you continue on with the news. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How are you? I know that I called yesterday, you know, towards the tail end. And, you know, either people have tuned out or, you know, they weren't paying attention. I want to raise issue about getting vocal inside of Trump rallies, because it only seems that it's going to be the only safe place that we will be able to get our needs met, dude, and have Trump hear us, dude. Because, you know, like I said before, you know, I'm going to vote for Trump. But, you know, it's pretty much, dude, because, you know, the alternative, dude, is so much worse. I really don't like... You know, the fact, dude, that Trump didn't handle business and all that stuff. And I can't let this happen again.
I agree. Yeah, but for me, you know, this issue of the election fraud goes way beyond Donald Trump and Joe Biden themselves and comes back to whether we are a republic or a dictatorship.
That is true. And I just feel, you know, that as it pertains to my state, Trump has it on lock. So he figures, dude, that, you know, he has no need to show up here in Alabama. So I'm going to have to, you know, once again, call out, you know, to our friend Tom in Florida. Let's go kick it together. Let's get on the bullhorn, buddy. And let's go to some Trump rallies. Let's try to meet up, man. But we need to totally figure this out, man. We need to figure out, you know, what we're going to do, you know, as it pertains to using the time, the little time, dude, that we have to get through to the issues of the COVID vaccine. You know, whether, you know, get Trump, dude, you know, on board, dude, with the fact, dude, that people are dying over this, and it's time for the gloves to come off, dude, and people, dude, to start calling it what it is. And the people, dude, that have taken the vaccine and sitting here proudly talking about it, you know, tell these people, dude, that they're fools and all that, man. But we also need to talk about the child sex trafficking. We need to talk about, you know, DARPA unleashing the superhero vaccine, dude, that they're trying to, you know, beef up our troops, dude. You know, while promoting, you know, things like the gay NFL and all types of stuff like this, man. You know, this is going to be our only chance, you guys. Because, you know, realistically, you know, if Biden and them seem to be able to clamp down, you know, we're never going to get our voices heard, because they're sitting there talking about masking up again, dude. And, you know, over this new COVID variant. And it's,
you know, and like I reported, this health chief up in Canada said it's not about public health. It's about silencing people, keeping them from talking to each other.
Exactly.
So that they're dependent on the government propaganda.
Exactly, Michael. Exactly. It is all about shutting us up. And I want to point everybody's attention to a National File article, dude, that just came out today, where they're talking about they have leaked audio from, you know, Biden and the Biden administration knowingly, you know, counting dead people, dude. Go check this article out at the National File. It says it's like Biden administration knowingly and unknowingly counted votes in Georgia, you know, Wisconsin, all of that, dude. So they were talking about exposing a network where they had a network, dude, of fraudsters. People, dude, that were able, dude, to forge signatures and things of that nature, you guys. We have the evidence, dude. So it's time to get loud, dude, about Trump won. It's time to get loud, dude, about Biden is a fraud. It is time, dude, to sit here and put these people on their butts, dude, because, you know, they're winning the culture war. They're winning the culture war when they can tell all of us, dude, to shut up and we do it. And it's time to tell these people, dude, no, you people are the frauds. You people are un-American, and we're tired of you. And if so be it, dude, if war happens because of this, so what? You know, it is the first time, dude, that we had 1776 happen. Now, whoever's down with it, let's do it. Other than that, I just want to say thank you very much, Michael, for giving me the time. People, go check out that article at National File. And other than that, thank you and have a great afternoon.
I'm looking at it right now, and I'm going to post it to What Really Happened. Biden campaign oversaw theft of living and dead identities for absentee ballots in the 2020 election. Boy, that is really serious stuff. Well, thank you very much for that information, and thank you very much for the phone call. And I'm going to switch over to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I called to talk about these residential schools.
Yeah.
You know, it's all been fanned up by the media. I guess they're running out of topics. So apparently about 150,000 Native children attended these. Of course, mm-hmm. They were run by the Catholic Church. They started.
Well, not just the Catholic Church. I just got an email saying that Presbyterians were involved in this abuse, and
Anglicans, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So, it started, I guess, around 1880, something like that. The last school closed up in Canada here around 1994. I think it was in Winnipeg, and about 4% of the children died while in attendance. So these schools were set up to try and assimilate these kids into Canadian culture, like white Canadian culture.
Yeah.
Let's just call it that, right? Western European Canadian culture.
Mm-hmm.
At the time when this started, you know, of course, the reserves were a bunch of teepees and, every single treaty and everything else was just... You know, I'm not condoning any of this, because I know that all the treaties and all these, we're going to do this for you, we're going to do that for you. I mean, it was all just lies. But the alternative was to live in the reserve, and you know, they were a bunch of drunks, and it's still a big problem.
Well, that was definitely being encouraged. You know, was happening here in the United States as well. You know, get them hooked
design,
on alcohol.
Right? Yes. Yeah, by design, right?
Yep.
There's two ways of looking at this, and I've looked at it both ways. I mean, I understand how they've been treated. And, first of all, the alternative, and I'm telling you, Mike, I mean, I know some of these reserves up here in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to them. You go into these places, and the houses are half done, right?
Yeah.
You know, they might be wrapped in Tyvek, right? That's it. They might have a well. And it's not the people's fault that live in these reserves. A lot of it are the chiefs. They're as crooked as the day is as a dog's hind leg.
Yeah.
There's all that. And then on top of that, you know, once again, you know, all the government lies, but... What's really worse is now what's going to happen is in Canada, I know for a fact that Justin Trudeau is just going to throw billions of dollars at these people, and nothing's going to get fixed. Nothing. The houses won't be finished. They won't have clean water. They won't have any kind of sanitation, you know, water, sewage, and pipes, all that jazz, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to get worse. And you're going to end up with... No, and you know, the natives, the indigenous people here, knowing that if they cry loud enough, they get a bunch of cash, they'll just do it again and again and again. But in the meantime, they're not assimilating. They're not advancing. They're standing still. Right?
Okay.
So that's, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like you grow up on a reserve and you go to university and you get yourself a great job. That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen often at all. and you know, you get a history of you know, throw some of these families on reserves of course, alcoholism and domestic violence, you know, and all that, and they grow up hard and angry, right?
Well, wouldn't you? So,
well, of course I would.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, Mike, I mean, I've looked at this from both sides, and it's a tough call. I mean, what the government could do is, instead of giving them cash, is just go in there and finish these houses, put in plumbing, put in, you know, proper sanitation. But they won't. And, of course, the chiefs, right, if something like that were to happen, they would be all up in arms. Well, you have to give us the money so we can take care of our people. Well, what are you going to do with it? You know, and then there's all these casinos up here that have been run by, you know, the natives. They're all tax-free, right, on native property, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just more crooked stuff. So, you know, it's just a big mess. It's a shame. It is an absolute shame because, you know, if I were a native, I mean, you know, you would kind of look at it probably only in one way, and that's the white folk and the white government has, you know, consistently screwed us over. They've lied to us. They've broken every treaty that was ever signed. Just, you know, just like in the United States.
Yeah, just like in the United States. A few years ago, there was a movie called Thunderheart starring Val Kilmer, and it's the only Val Kilmer movie I ever really liked outside of Real Genius. But Thunderheart is actually based on a true story, and it really sort of shows the corruption going on in the leadership on the reservations and how it was actually encouraged and aided by agencies of the U.S. government.
Well, it's probably the same up here, right?
Probably.
There should be term limits, right? And not only in your country, but up here, there should be term limits. And you know, this gold-plated pension, Mike, the gold-plated pension up here is ridiculous, and the benefits. You know, 6 years, you're set for life, right?
Yeah.
And it's a shame. If term limits were to come into play 4 years, you would see a lot more honest people getting into government. They get into it because they want to, not because they're going to come out, you know, filthy rich on the other end. Anyway, that's my two cents. I appreciate your time, Mike. I'll be listening in. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you. And we're going to switch to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, a big shout-out to Muskegon Indian Reservation back home. I grew up nearby there. And, and of course, I was raised Catholic.
Okay.
And...
I was raised Congregationalist. It didn't stick.
Well, anyway, there was a lawyer from back home who brought a case against. In the day, they weren't called residential schools; they were called missions. Get that? Missions. And of course, the propaganda was, well, we're trying to save the Indians, right?
Yeah,
and being like the Roman Catholic saying, yeah, we all believed it, right?
Yeah,
what we couldn't figure out is why didn't the Indians come to mass, right?
Yeah,
and well, there's a reason for that, because they were getting the crap beat out of them in the missions.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you what I did the first couple years in my schoolship in public schools, right?
Yeah,
and. Yeah, well, then because, you know, I had to be more Catholic, I was sent to a Catholic school. Well, I guess I chose to go to it. Well, I was beaten up by the teachers in the Catholic school, where I wouldn't have been in the public school. And in the Jesuit high school, where I grew up,
James, I got to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. Do not hang up, and I'll come right back to you after these few words.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women.
Welcome back to our show here, and this is the part of the program where I get down on my knees and hold out my little tin cup and remind you all that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continuing support so that we can go on getting the truth out to the people at this time of just a tsunami of lies and propaganda that we are all but drowning in. And so the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. That's 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now, if you mail in a donation of $100, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt. So indicate your preference, include a return address, and if it's the t-shirt you want, we need your t-shirt size. If you send in $115, that's 115, you will get both items. And don't forget the Frontside Firearms promotion. That is a really sweet deal. All right, we're talking with James in Vancouver, and you were talking about how you suffered abuse at the hands of your Catholic school that you went to, and that's also a very old story.
Yeah, well, and I was going to say there was one high school in my hometown run by the Jesuits, and they were beating the kids, on a regular basis. Some of those guys mm-hmm. were psychotic. But anyway, I was going to say just south of where I spent a lot of time, right on the border of Muskegon Indian Reservation, down south of there is Fort Capel, which is a kind of a fancy watering hole. It's about a couple lakes tied together. And that was where Sitting Bull ran to after the 1876 Custer's Last Stand at the Little Bighorn.
Yeah.
He crossed the border. Yeah. Well, anyway, up there now, when I first listened to you 5 years ago or more, let's put it, Leonard Peltier, okay?
Leonard
I grew
Peltier,
up with
yes.
the Peltier. Well, and we pronounce it Peltier, but it's okay. I grew up with some of his family, extended family, and some Peltiers and worked for my father. When Leonard got into trouble around 1973, mm-hmm. some of the Peltier guys went down there to see what they could do, believe it or not. And so you have this long history that's come before the white man came, right?
Yeah.
And that the white man doesn't really get. Well, because the white man doesn't know, or nobody explained it to him. But this is the thing, I guess, if these guys thought they were trying to break it, I mean, these religious fanatics, if they thought they were going to break it, well, they didn't, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And, then we can bring in other things. Okay, they won't let Leonard Peltier out because that would show that the state is wrong, you see. That's why they're not going to let him go.
That would just expose okay. that whole FBI chicanery there.
Well, yeah, and the law of equity, that is the law of trust, the law of equity says first come. And the First Nations were here first,
mm-hmm.
see? They were first, and they and the Canadian government and the U.S. made treaties with the native tribes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, while they were torturing and beating the crap out of them, they weren't following the treaties in Canada, right? And,
yes.
and it's only in the last while that the natives have been paid or they realized the equity that was due to them, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to discuss anybody's drinking habits. That's not germane to the point.
Yes.
The point is that it was their land, okay? And they deserve to be called First Nations because they were here first.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a First Nations person, quite the opposite. But there's a story here, and I grew up with this history, and I grew up, like I said, right by Muskegon, and they wouldn't tell us. I played with First Nations. I played with Indians when I was a child, okay?
Yeah.
When it was time to go for dinner, they wouldn't eat with us, and we couldn't go to their homes because they didn't want us, see? So you see, there was this, you know, children it's when you're a child, you don't look at color, right? We didn't.
Yeah, you have to be taught that.
Well, that comes later. You're right. So let's get the record straight.
James, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we got to take another break for commercials,
yeah,
and we have other callers waiting on the line. So thank you for the call. 512-248-8252. We have lines open. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I was listening carefully to Al's call. It sounded like he was describing reservation life in the United States.
Well, I think it's a continuum.
Yeah, yeah. I've been on several Indian reservations. One of the more memorable ones is the Navajo Reservation, and there's just grinding poverty.
Oh, yeah. Claire and I went out many years ago to the Hopi Reservation at Third Mesa, and we were actually invited to witness the corn dance, and it was definitely one of our wonderful memories. And, you know, we were not allowed to take pictures of any kind whatsoever, but they were very nice people. But yeah, just they were living in shacks.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that one of the best things that the United States government could do for the Indians would be to abolish the damn Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Yeah.
And allow the Indians to run their own affairs. They don't need bureaucrats in D.C. and elsewhere to tell them how to manage life on reservations. I sent you that. I sent you a video earlier today of the collapse of that building in Surfside, Florida. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. I saw the video when it first came out from that surveillance camera.
Yeah. What struck me about it was that it looked to me like it was an implosion. This thing fell right down into it.
Well, I think the foundation collapsed, and you know, there are reports now that the swimming pool emptied itself before the collapse actually happened. So that rush of water would have definitely undercut the soil underneath that building.
Yeah, certainly. Anyway, the inspections of the building noted that there was water seeping down in the below grade garage, and that there was standing water in the garage. Now, I'm not sure who in hell would build a structure like that with a below grade parking in Miami, Florida.
Yeah.
You're asking for trouble right there.
Well, you're below the water table.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And all that's going to do is that's going to destabilize the foundation of that building. And again, I mean, I think it was that, and I think it may also be a factor of a sinkhole having formed in that area. But I mean, the best I can say about it for the people who died in the first collapse is that they didn't know what hit them. The people who were in that part of the building that collapsed very shortly thereafter woke up, and they had to know that they had only a few seconds left to live.
I can identify with that. I remember Claire and I were caught in the Northridge earthquake in the middle of the night, and we woke up, and we weren't sure what was going to happen. Fortunately, we did survive that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I've talked to other people who lived through the Northridge earthquake, and they tell me much the same thing. They were afraid that they weren't going to live through that.
Yeah.
Anyway, this as I looked at that, that video, that I was thinking, man, I really don't want to be. I would not want to be the geotechnical engineer or the civil engineer whose name is on those building plans or who conducted the foundation study. Somebody's in serious trouble right now. And, engineering, not only individuals, but the whole engineering firm that did that, plus the building manager, because he was told of these things, of the problems with the building, what, 3-4 years ago?
And obviously, just a few weeks ago, the condo owners had been told they had to pony up $15 million for repairs.
Oh, God. You see, that's unconscionable. That's building management right there. They're responsible for that stuff. Their insurance should cover that, not the people who bought the condominiums. I can't believe that. Anyway, I'm assuming that there are probably other buildings right now that are being closely inspected down there in that area of Florida, because I guarantee you there is probably great concern that the same thing or something much like that.
It's a valid concern, but so far the people living in those buildings right around the collapse are being told everything's okay. You know, sort of like on 9/11, after the first tower collapsed, the people in the second tower were being told, "No, you're fine. Everything's going to be okay." You know, so.
Well, I bet you there are a lot of people who are going to try to get out of there.
Yeah, I imagine so. And I imagine condos in Miami are going to be going for very low prices in the near future.
Oh, yeah. There will be an outflux of people from that area. Anyway, I was just curious whether you had a chance to see the video. I didn't know you had seen it when it first came out. I just saw it for the first time today. And I was just shocked by what I saw. I mean, it looked like Building 7. Falling right
into it didn't quite look like Building 7, because only part of the condo actually did collapse. I mean, there's another section that's still standing.
Well, what I meant was that part that collapsed looked like Building 7, because it fell right into its footprint. And then that said that the part
it fell into a hole, you know, that had been created by the ruptured swimming pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the part of the building that didn't collapse at first, you could see it wobble a little bit.
Yeah.
And then that thing went right down into its footprint, too. man.
I'm still amazed that people are not talking about those gigantic explosions the Navy was setting off to test the aircraft carrier, the Gerald Ford, just before this all happened, because it did shake the ground in Florida. And that probably, that may have actually been an initiating factor.
Well, I don't want to discount that, Mike. It certainly could have. I mean, you have something that's unstable to begin with. And if you add that to the mix, hard to say. I mean, it certainly could have been contributory. Okay, Mike, thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the phone call, and we're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Mike. You know, I live here in Florida, South Florida, so, yeah, that was basically built on a sandbox. Let's not kid ourselves. I have a friend who's a firefighter who had a cousin who, his cousin's wife passed away in the building. They haven't found her body yet. So, just so you know. As far as the last caller, he's basically right. That was playing with fire, having that building like situated what it was when a swimming pool erupted and created a big sinkhole. So, yeah, Mike. But we had a major problem before that, Mike. We had a bridge at FIU University killed a lot of people. Matter of fact,
yes, I
had a friend
that.
Who knew the girl. Well, at FIU, that's right down the road, and I have a friend who knew the girl's parents real well. They got smashed. She got crushed, under tons of weight. At FIU University. So, again, Mike, look at the engineering departments we got since the 80s who's building a lot of these structures. Okay? Let's not play games. Let's get to the real truth of this. You can figure it out one day.
Well, I remember that bridge, they had awarded the design contract not on the basis of past experience of the companies. I think it was handed out to a woman-owned business to satisfy some kind of a liberal whim. And they'd had a previous one of their projects collapse as well. But politics being the way it is, I'd like to know who did the design and engineering on this collapsed condo to find out if the contract was awarded on merit or because of some quota system somewhere.
Well, absolutely. What you're saying is a beautiful point, Mike. It is true what you just said. And also here, we got Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz. We got this liberal commie mayor in Day County. And Ron DeSantis is like having to take a back seat to these people. He basically came out and said, I'm not with this woke crap trying to make this like a photo op for this building collapsing in Surfside, okay?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So DeSantis has been very strong on this, and he's like, taking the leadership role in the state of Florida because he's the governor. However, you got this Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz and all these other licking Democrats trying to make this like a photo op, like, oh, they're so important.
Well, Biden, Biden and Harris are flying down there to tour the remains of the building. They can't be bothered to go to the border, but they're definitely going to go down there and get their picture taken, their selfies taken with the wreckage.
Mike, you just stole my thunder, okay? I was getting to that point, but you just stole it again.
Sorry.
My thunder. I was just going to tell you, Biden and Harris are coming down here tomorrow. They can't go to the border. They're coming here, that bumbling buffoon. Now, Mike, here's the main reason I called the show. I'll go back to Surfside in a minute. I can tell you all about it. I got a firefighter on the ground right now. He's been working 13, 14-hour shifts. Actually, 12 hours, but he had to stay an extra hour, so you got to do paperwork and all that. Anyway, I'll get to this point, Mike. Did you see Tucker Carlson's show last night, Mike?
I saw excerpts of it.
Okay, now you've been hearing all Brian Mudd here in South Florida. A lot of guys are talking about it. They're basically threatening this guy because he's exposing illegal immigration. Too many American people, even the independents, are waking up that this is an invasion.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson's come out more bluntly than anybody on Fox. Hannity does his thing, but Tucker has got to be shut up, muzzled by the FBI, NSA, the CIA, and every other secret group there is, okay? But in the meantime, our country's been invaded, 9 million illegals in California, millions of all over Texas. They're getting better hospitalization than we'll ever get, okay? They're not even coming in with masks. And Tucker Carlson basically saying that he's in fear for his life, Mike. He's basically in fear for his life because they're trying to shut him up because he's not reaching out to too many independents. Not Republicans, Mike. It's independent voters. And even these licky, kissy, touchy liberals are going to get the message that they're being invaded. Now, the guy in Jersey who bashed at Trump for 4 years unrelenting on your show, 2 years I listened to, he hasn't called your show to say one thing about bumbling Biden. He hasn't said nothing about Well, I didn't want to go to the border, but now he's going to come to Surfside. And a state that he lost. He lied. He got blown out in the state of Florida by 400,000 votes, Mike.
Yep.
You understand this is a photo op? The whole coronavirus crap out of China was to take Trump out of power. Because if that virus would have never came, Trump would have whooped anybody who was running against him. This Chinese who were behind a lot of this because they didn't want another 4 years of Trump. None of these communists, none of these Marxists, even the Russians, any of them, they didn't want Trump. All these communists worldwide, they can't stand Trump because he is basically a nationalist. And he talked about the founding fathers. Mike, did you see Greg Gutfeld yesterday? Well, Greg Gutfeld had the founding fathers. He's showing the rotunda and the Capitol. They want to take all the pictures down of the founding fathers in the Capitol, Mike.
Yeah, because
they want to take down the Declaration of Independence, for Christ's sake. What the hell is going on here? Biden should be arrested right now, Mike, like you've been saying, and I've been listening to you, not only for stealing the election, but Mike, Title VIII of the of immigration. Yeah, Trump should have done something, too. Trump, you know, Trump was dropped the ball. He dropped the ball on the voting fraud.
Yep.
And he knew it was coming. Trump knew this was coming, and of course they had to use COVID to really knock him out. Trump, and Mike, what about the cognitive test Trump had to take the first 6 weeks he was in office? You remember the guy who's the congressman now was his doctor, Jackson?
Yep.
And he had to do all, Trump had to do all these tests. How come Biden hasn't taken a test, Mike? Did you see him walking yesterday, Mike?
No, that's a good point, and a lot of people are saying, you know, that Biden does need to be checked for his mental acuity, that they think he's suffering from dementia. And it seems that every time he goes out in public, it's worse and it's worse. He's relying on little note cards to say what he's going to say. And it's pretty bad.
It is absolutely bad. But, Mike, you know what? Do we really want the alternative? We want Kamala Communist Harris in there? The hoe? If the hoe gets in there, I think we're really screwed. I mean, it's unbelievable we got this bumbling buffoon as it is. But, you know, Mike, going back to now Surfside, yes, as you know, the construction in Florida, it wasn't what built like it was in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, when they were actually using poured concrete with rebar. All the buildings, the Art Deco buildings on South Beach, Mike, at one time, were all poured concrete, Mike. Poured concrete.
Well, this condo had concrete and it had rebar, but the concrete was cracked and the rebar was corroded.
Right, absolutely. And the way, like Kelly said, the pool design, the way they had the parking garage underneath the pool is unbelievable. But, Mike, let me tell you, on Brickell, they have a lot of this, Mike. This is just the beginning because Brickell is loaded with a giant condo buildings that have pools on the top of the on the buildings and parking garages below. I don't know what's going to happen. Can you imagine if we're able to, I mean, it's unheard of, but maybe Miami one day will get an earthquake. And these buildings are not up to code like California. I can tell you that.
No, they definitely are not. You know, that sinkhole problem is definitely something that we need to be aware of relative to Florida. I mean, we're always hearing about sinkholes opening up and swallowing houses and cars and people.
That's correct. And one more thing, Mike, I'm going to let you with your thought. Mike, did you see, you saw the weekend shooting report in Chicago, Mike, 62
yes, I
shot,
did.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, you saw that. Now, last night, they had another report, another 9 shot in Chicago, Mike. Tell me this isn't worse than Middle East or Central America. Tell me, Mike, what's the answer here?
Well, I think one of the reasons is we've invited the Middle East and Central America into our country, and then we wonder why
there
we wind up looking just like them.
There you go, Mike. I was hoping what an answer. Exactly. We are becoming, because we're bringing all these third worlders in here, you got this Ilhan Omar, Mike, basically saying that there should be no border wall and that all illegals should be allowed to come in here and become citizens. Ilhan Omar.
Well, the Democrats are counting on them to be Democratic voters.
Absolutely. She was in a Somalian prison camp. Exactly, Mike. And until we stop the spigot of free stuff, we're doomed. But you know what, Mike? Guess what? The ones that are going to suffer are going to be the Anglos because they're going to lose their health care. Know what? They're going to say, you pay. Hey, you pay for everything. You Anglos, you pay. We'll get the freebies. You pay for it all. That's what these dumbbells want, Mike. A bunch of dumbbells. Dingbats.
No, that's how the Democrats are, you know, campaigning by promising to take stuff away from the people whose labor produced it and giving it to people who will just vote for them. It's bread and circuses time, and it's an indicator that this nation does not have long to survive.
Absolutely. Totally agree. And I tell you, I don't think it, I don't see it surviving two more years, Mike. Not in this current condition. And after I saw the Gutfeld show and he's talking about what they're trying to do for the Constitution and their the bill,
yeah.
They want to tear all this stuff up, Mike. They literally want to destroy everything. They want,
to erase our past. They want to erase our past and create a whole brand new reality, you know, for the next generation, one that will be Marxist and, you know, used to obedience to authority and not questioning what they're being told by the corporate media. Yeah, I think that's why there's an anti-white movement in this country, because white people tend to be skeptical and independent. That's certainly our background through the nation's history. Anyway, Tom, I got to let you go.
You're right, Mike.
Another break
for
commercials, and we got callers on the line. I don't know that I'm going to get to all of you, but stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. We're going to go to the phones to Paul in New Jersey. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Paul, are you there? We lost
this
Paul.
Andrea.
Let's go to... So, hello?
This is Andrea in Oklahoma.
Okay, Andrea, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What I was going to say, on this building that collapsed, didn't you say they had inspectors in there that indicated they needed to make repairs of $15 million?
Yeah, that was just a few weeks ago, in fact. I mean, the concrete was
cracked. So why didn't they condemn the building? Because if it needed that much repair, they must have seen that it really was a danger, and that's quite a bit of repair. And usually the state inspectors will chain the doors and have everybody leave when they see such damage.
Well, there may have been some bribes paid, and you know, to keep things going. I mean, we know that the builders of the building skirted the building code to put a penthouse up on the roof, which added to the building loading. One of the problems that you have with rebar in a salt air environment is it will corrode, and as it corrodes, it swells, and it can put strain on the concrete around it, leading to its cracking. It's a known issue. Why they don't have stainless steel rebar, I don't know, probably because of the cost.
Okay, well, that was just my comment, because in Oklahoma, they'll do that. They'll chain the doors when they see a problem that's that dangerous. It's needing $15 million or more repairs, and they see the danger there, that the doors are chained and locked up, and they have everybody leave. And that was it. I'll let you go. Thank you.
All right, thanks. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. He called back in. He wanted to add something about the native schools. Take it away, Bruce.
Yeah, I held this back at first, but I'm going to go ahead and let it out to paint a bigger picture. My sister went to a convent in the early 70s, and I went to the convent preschool in first grade. And the nuns there were very brutal. They would whack your hand hard for anything. And there was one sister that's especially sadistic. My sister, midway through her convent training, had a nervous breakdown. And I remember her like it was yesterday, running in the street screaming after she came home from stress. And she was in the state hospital for a while, went through, I don't know what happened there, shock treatment, something else.
Oh,
but
boy, that's bad.
She hasn't been the same since.
That is bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a, I mean, that's my personal story. But I think that there's a pattern to all this. And so I just wanted to add that to the conversation.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Bruce. We're going to let you go here because we are at the end of our program. My apology to the caller still waiting online. Try and call in tomorrow. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller's show. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. It is urgent at this time. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.